Well, coming up tomorrow evening and again on Sunday, it is the Twin Ports Stage Variety Show. Victoria Main joins us this morning of Twin Ports Stage, hot off the success of pairing the mayor of Duluth and the mayor of Superior together in a one-time-only performance. It's time now to pull out all the stops with the Twin Ports Stage Variety Show. Hey, Vicki, good morning.
Good morning from bucolic Superior.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious, how did the, tell me a little bit now in retrospect, let's just take a step back for a second. How did people like the idea of the mayors doing theater together? Was this a new kind of a political thing? You know, I mean, if we could get like members of Congress doing shows together.
Yeah.
I mean, these are nice people. They got along with each other beforehand. That probably helped. But, you know, tell me how it all shook out.
Well, it shook out great. And, you know, I can't confirm anything right now, but the mayors actually had so much fun that they might be willing to do it again.
And all of those wacky mayors.
I know.
Do we want our mayors pursuing artistic? I mean, did anybody go, you ought to be governing, not doing theater, man?
No, I think people reacted exactly the opposite. You know, the public office holders tend to talk a lot about helping their communities. And so people were really impressed that these folks actually took some time to, you know, do a hands-on helping.
I love it. I think
hands-on
that's great.
Helpers.
I like that. Okay, so I got some problems with this variety show already. I'm troubled. It includes singing, dancing, music, comedy, shenanigans, but no poodles. First, poodles are put out there as an option. Then they are brutally yanked away as an option.
You know, it's harder than you would think to find poodles.
No,
to be in
it's
your show.
Not. No, yeah. It's not. I have two.
Do you? Well, where were you 2 weeks ago? Because, yeah, it was, the variety shows seem to always have a poodle. We thought about it and we just couldn't find a poodle with the right attitude. You know, it's not for every poodle.
No, it's
not.
Not
every poodle is
no.
a show poodle.
No. And there are show poodles that aren't theater poodles.
That's right. You know, they've got to have that certain je ne sais quoi. They've got to, you know, it's not easy to find that in a poodle.
Yeah, it really is, actually. As a longtime poodle person, I'm cut to the heart. And Pat Castellano, who is a part of the show, is perfectly capable, if not locating a poodle, impersonating a poodle.
Well, and it may come to that. We don't know. You know, we're approaching this with a great deal of flexibility. So, if there's an opportunity there for Pat to do some kind of poodle act, I'm not going to let it go by.
Well, I hope so, because I really hope we've got, you know, there's a little bit of time now before the show actually airs tomorrow, and there's hope that we can try to, you know, turn this battleship around, because it's obviously heading in the wrong direction.
I'm clearly
deeply troubled by this. All right, having brought that to your attention, you know, the media is supposed to be the gadfly. Having brought that to your attention, let's get back to the show itself. Very much in favor of singing, dancing, music, comedy, and shenanigans. Can you describe, can you give us a little more of a feel for this?
Boy, you know, the word variety is really key here. We've got some Scottish dancing. We've got some really beautiful singing. We've got a tremendous piano player and musical director. We've got a band featuring the Brian Lukasiewicz and his son. It's called the Luke Boys. You know, it's a wide-ranging sort of, and we've got some improvisational comedy with Something Superior Improv. We've just got a wide variety of things, so it's going to be a fun thing.
This seems to be kind of just an everything but the kitchen sink in the most positive way possible, because there's nothing more fun than a fast-moving show that really just has, you know, and the minute you think you know what's going to happen next, something next happens.
Yeah.
Is that because everybody is going on vacation and it's summertime and everybody's going on vacation and you just had to just kind of like throw it all in at once?
Well, that's part of it. Okay. You know, we're coming up on the season where everyone's going to be gone every weekend.
Got it.
And so we wanted to do something now, but it's also an important time in our fundraising effort because we've gotten, you know, we've gotten past the part where we raised money to rip everything out of the space, and now we're raising money to put everything in the space.
Oh, yeah. So, it really is an important two-part step.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It, and both steps cost money.
Oh, geez, yeah.
So we got through the ripping out part, and now we're raising money for the putting in part, installing, you know, seating and lighting and handicapped accessible restrooms and, you know, a lobby area and a stage and a booth and all those things. So,
and you've
really
alienated
this show.
You've alienated the Poodle people, so you no longer have them to count on for funding.
You and I
talked. It was really interesting. You and I remember we talked a while back, and you mentioned that one of the problems with finding an appropriate space was that frequently there needed to be, in a multi-story building, which, you know, our older communities have lots of, there mm-hmm. needed to be support columns. And
yes.
while support columns are great and handy for holding buildings and keeping them from crashing down on people's heads, they really stink in a theater when people can't see around them.
Yes, and the space we have now, the space that can, you know, will be ours if we can raise sufficient money to renovate it, is basically a one-story building.
So no support beams.
Well, there is a support beam, but it's a small support beam. And I think that our architect can address the problem and have it removed. So,
you know, for example, if somebody acts up during a show, they have to sit behind the little beam.
Right. Yeah, right. And wear a little hat. Yes.
I like it. Twin Ports Stage Variety Show. More information on the show is available on their Facebook page. The show is at 7 p.m. on Saturday, at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and it's being performed, if I understand correctly, at the Superior Elks on Belknap Street.
That is correct.
Hey, Vicki, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Victoria Main, one of the guiding lights of the Twin Ports Stage and their project to get their very own arts space over there in bucolic Superior. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Heritage Fund.